If you tried to pay for something with a piece of paper, you might run into some trouble. Unless, of course, the piece of paper was a $100 bill. But what is it that makes that bill so much more interesting and valuable than other pieces of paper? After all, there's not much you can do with it. You can't eat it. You can't build things with it. And burning it is actually illegal. So what's the big deal? Of course, you probably know the answer. A $100 bill is printed by the government and designated as official currency, while other pieces of paper are not. But that's just what makes them legal. What makes a $100 bill valuable, on the other hand, is how many or few of them are around. Throughout history, most currency, including the U.S. dollar, was linked to valuable commodities, and the amount of it in circulation depended on a government's gold or silver reserves. But after the U.S. abolished the system in 1971, the dollar became what is known as fiat money, meaning not linked to any external resource but relying instead solely on government policy to decide how much currency to print. So which branch of our government sets this policy? The executive, the legislative, or the judicial? The surprising answer is none of the above. In fact, monetary policy is set by an independent Federal Reserve System, or the Fed, made up of 12 regional banks in major cities around the country. Its Board of Governors, which is appointed by the President and confirmed by the Senate, reports to Congress, and all of the Fed's profit goes into the U.S. Treasury.